Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we are jumping off into hour two of Sports Talk here on WWL. Update in Hoover in a few moments. LSU will play Tennessee later on tonight. It's looking more like 9 o'clock first pitch. All right, to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines we go. Dr. Nick and Amy. Go ahead, Dr. Nick. You're on WWL.
Christian, how y'all doing, baby? Look, I already got my three coffee pots ready like we did last night. But look, I like the way this team is playing. I like the way this team looks. And you're talking about a guy who's watched every game. I think this may be the longest winning streak. Okay, our relievers are rested. If we get some starting pitching, look, our 6-9 hitters are hitting the ball, which during the year it's been very inconsistent. We're scoring runs, we're spraying the ball all over the field. And I said this before, it's a huge ballpark. Tennessee is a great team, but they've been hitting home runs everywhere. They're not doing it in Hoover, okay?
And well, the ballpark is playing differently. Dr. Nick, the ballpark is playing differently today. I don't know if you were watching the early games, but balls are jumping out the park right now.
Well, it depends on which way the wind is going. But I'm going to tell you something. I just like this team's confidence now. I ain't saying they're going to beat Tennessee, but I would not bet anybody's money that they can't. Look, Tennessee's got nothing to play for. They got nothing to – I mean, they're in. I mean, they're the number one team in the country. But look. This is LSU's dream. It's on the table. Now you can make a message. Let's see if you can do it.
Dr. Nick, this offense has produced 53 runs in four games, in our last four games.
That's okay.
53 runs.
Baseball is a funny game, Chris.
They've yielded 15 plus to the six last night, 21.
Let me tell you, baseball is a funny game. I just got vibes. I've watched this team all year. If we can hit, I think we can hit with them. Whoever's got the pitching is going to win this game.
Well, we're about to find out. That's a good thing. We're about to find out.
No doubt. Go Tigers.
I hear you. Go Tigers. I'll be glued to the television screen. That's for sure.
And look, you better have your coffee pots ready because last night, man, look, I ran out of coffee.
Dr. Nick, thanks for the call. James and Jefferson. Go ahead, James. You're on WWL.
I was going to give you a break today, Christian, but you blew my mind when I heard you talking about Navarre. And I can't even imagine Brady Quinn saying Nathan about Drew. I mean, he was like the total bust. Come on. Let's just talk about Navarre for a second. You know, I spent most of my work life in the D.C. area, so I was there when he was drafted number one, and they praised him. And everything you just mentioned with that he said about Drew is really him. I mean, that's like the mirror right there. I mean, yeah, that's ridiculous. What did Brady Quinn have to say? Because I kind of like Brady, but nobody could compare him to Drew, and he was a total bust. What did Brady Quinn say about this?
He said he's not wanted really by NBC. He's just piling on. He's not wanted by the Saints. Maybe he'll end up with Fox, but it's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow if you're a first ballot future Hall of Famer and you're not getting the love right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a pretty boy. That's the only thing you can say. That's the only reason why he's on the air. It's nothing. I mean, Brady, his whole career sucked. You can't compare that. He should have said nothing, man. He shouldn't have. He should have.
It's all envy. It's all jealousy. It's all jealousy and envy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I'm here to tell you that I was there when LeVar got drafted, and they praised him, and he did absolutely nothing. I mean, that's the look in the mirror thing right there. Absolutely, I'm done. Have a good nice weekend. Take it easy.
Okay. All right. James and Jefferson, a texter, I think appropriately points out, it depends on your definition of a hero. There are sports heroes, but there's also real life heroes. And you got to, this texter wants to delineate what, you know, what the difference is. I get it. I agree with you. At the end of the day, he's just a football player. I agree with that. He hasn't altered my life all that much. Gave me some great memories, but as far as things that truly matter in my life, he hasn't had an impact either way. All right, about 14 minutes away from Texas A&M and Alabama and Hoover in the SEC baseball tournament. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. This is Memorial Day weekend, celebrating and reflecting on those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for this great country. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. This conversation that we're having today about Drew Brees and LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn and their, I think, just envious, jealous take about Drew Brees is a lot like the one we had yesterday about the national media rooting, actively rooting for the Saints franchise to fall. Because it's been so successful. We are an envious country. We are. We envy success. We tend to get jealous of people that have success. In particular, ultra success. Like the Saints have had, like Drew Brees has had, personally and professionally. And I think that's a scary, sad place to be. Where we would be upset with somebody over success. I want everybody to have success. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. You're not just given success either. You have to earn it. You have to work for it. And I also think some members of the NFL media think that their opinions are more important. They have an inflated idea of how important they are. And I laugh at takes like I saw with LeVar Arrington and company. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat there. I laugh at him because it's childish. It comes off as jealous, and I think it's irresponsible. But when you know, everybody's got a podcast these days. Nobody's really held accountable for their weak, soft takes like LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. Again, this is not about me defending Drew Brees as much as it is defending success. And there's a lot of haters out there. And it's unfortunate and sad, opposed to, you know, try to judge somebody's success and be happy for them instead of trying to tear them down. We have a faction of of this country that literally likes to see people fall from success. Do anything to take them down. I mean, I think LeVar Arrington would have loved to see Drew Brees fail in his career because he was jealous of Drew Brees' success. And I do think some are still upset with Drew over his comments 2 years ago based on a principle that he ended up walking back because Malcolm Jenkins threw a temper tantrum over it. And he walked it back and apologized, and some haven't accepted his apology. I think that's a factor, too, in some of the hate coming from or coming towards Drew Brees. Like, the Ringer Chief Bill Simmons called Breeze's on-air performance last year a corpse. I mean, that kind of criticism is just one that you look at and go, huh? That's personally motivated. That kind of criticism. You should never be personal when you're critical, especially of athletes. It's off limits, organizations. It's off limits. Don't make it personal. Make it about the numbers, the performance. D from Uptown. Go ahead, D. You're on our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Lines on WBL.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I just had a call because I think you've been overly critical and unfair. I mean, you're talking about LeVar didn't do his homework and taking personal shots. And here you come talking about he's jealous of Drew Brees' success when he just simply said the dude was whining, which he was. I mean, he came on Twitter and he presented it. He asked for the attention, exactly what LeVar said. No one asked Drew Brees about his future. He came
well,
on
that's
Twitter
the only platform.
That.
Wait,
but,
that's
but
the only
also,
platform.
Wait, but also, Drew Brees did have a fair chance to perform on NBC, and he failed at it. He was terrible. That's not successful. So how is he hitting on his success, and he failed at one thing?
Well, I think that it was a bad fit for him as an in-studio analyst. He's a better color analyst than he is in studio. Now, with that said, about LeVar Arrington, look, again, one of the greatest things about this country is everybody can have their own opinion. They're entitled to it. It's fine. But Drew Brees had the only platform was his social media to straighten out speculation about where he might go after NBC. He has his own platform. And it's not uncommon for a lot of these athletes, politicians, and actors and everybody, they have their own mini press conferences through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. That's what he was doing. That was a platform. I don't have an issue. If LeVar Arrington wants to tweet out something that's going on with him and surrounding speculation of what's going on in his life, I have no problem with him trying to clear it up there or trying to address it there. I just think that this is one instance where LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn took cheap shots. I just do. And I'd say that about anybody else if cheap shots were taken. I mean, we're using words like not getting any love and he's acting out. And I mean, what are we? Are we a social worker, a psychiatrist? He's acting out. I mean, last I checked, LeVar Arrington doesn't have a sociology degree. It's nonsense to me. Thanks for the phone call, D. Robert on the North Shore. Go ahead, Robert. You're on WWL.
Man, I'd love to know what these two guys have to say about old Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's probably a superstar, you know, but Drew Brees has been a great, you know, I mean, he's just been a great person for Louisiana. I mean, all the Saints and the National Football League. And these fools are going to knock him down, but I'll bet you old Colin, he would be the high guy. You know, he would be the top dog.
You know, I think a lot of this, Robert, I can attest to when I was on the sidelines and we'd travel and we'd be at road venues, the Saints would be at road venues, and I'd hear fans, and fans would tell me, they'd see the microphone in my hand, they knew I was some way affiliated with the Saints, and they would tell me, man, I can't wait, I'm excited to watch Drew Brees play. And then they say that, followed by, you know what else I love about Drew? This is not just in New Orleans now. This is in New York City. This is in California. This is in Chicago. This is in Florida. You know what else I love about Drew Brees? He's a good human being. That's what a lot of fans said. They had a lot of respect for him as a player and as a human being. So his impact wasn't just the Gulf South. It was nationwide. People knew what kind of dude Drew Brees was and the impact he had in communities. All right, we'll step away and come back. We're going around the NFC South next. I see you, Sam and Gretton. We'll get to you, too. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to go behind, or excuse me, around the NFC South with Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. I'm already ahead of schedule thinking about behind enemy lines during the regular season. That's how fast I want football to get here. Ellis, how are you, man?
Hey, man, it's May. We're talking NFL depth charts. It's going to be September before you know it. So if you ask me, you're on the ball.
I got you. I got you. Ellis, so did Sam Darnold hit his head saying that he's elite? He feels like he's an elite quarterback?
I think Sam is walking through the questions he has to absorb considering the situation he's in. I'll give it to you this way. I think Sam actually is a winner of this offseason. And if you give me 90 seconds, I can break that down for you. Considering where things were at in January, this was a quarterback who is at the bottom of the league in every statistical category you could examine, who then is told by his head coach in exit meetings that they're going to explore every opportunity to improve the position, to then have that come to light by going after Russell Wilson, to, you know, have no serious traction there, to being all in on Deshaun Watson, to falling, you know, short in a four-horse race there, to then having the sixth overall pick and the Panthers having a chance at grabbing a quarterback and they don't do so until the third round. All of a sudden you turn around and look at OTAs and Sam Darnold is still the most experienced and literally the QB1 on that team despite everything I just laid out. So when the carousel stops, it's pretty surprising when I laid out that way. But I can understand where it comes from. But at the end of the day, it's about the situation. And Sam has a chance to both compete and also have a very short leash at the same time.
Deshaun was also – I mean, the Panthers were also in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, weren't they?
Of course. All in.
Yeah. If I'm Sam Darnold, I guess you don't have much leverage when you've had the kind of season that he's had. But my question now becomes – I know the owner, David Tepper, is not a very patient guy. How thin is the ice standing underneath Matt Rhule's feet?
Sure. It's been a short leash, hot seat, thin ice since when the season wasn't working out by bringing Cam Newton back a year ago. You know, these situations tend to snowball, right? What is going in Matt's favor is a reshaped coaching staff. He's brought in a plethora of NFL experienced position coaches from Steve Wilks, who has, you know, was a head coach in Arizona, a defensive coordinator in Cleveland, James Campen, who has remade offensive lines across the league, guys who are experts in their respective right, not only in their positions, but also from understanding what it takes to make it in this league. And then I think that translates to the type of players they bring in, right? So you see really a night and day transition, or transformation, I should say, of this offensive line. This is going to be an offensive line that ranked 30th in every category you could imagine and now has the chance to be average, if not above average, based off a few signings and spending high draft capital. And those are the type of things combined with the landscape of the NFC, when you see a bunch of talent migrate to the AFC, where maybe a 500 record is all you need to have a wild card berth and to flirt with the playoffs. And concerned with the Carolina Panthers have been, I think all it's going to take is flirting again with those playoff chances and then ultimately making the playoffs to make everyone forget about what have been the first 2 years of Matt Rhule's tenure, which have been above anything turbulent, to say the least.
I saw a report that they are considering bringing Cam Newton back again. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say that that it's something they're considering as an opportunity for Cam to retake the role he had a year ago. The Panthers are in a position where they're going to seriously consider any opportunity to improve the quarterback room, but under the understanding that the situation is both fluid and new, meaning that this is now a team with a new offensive coordinator in Ben McAdoo. They've brought in a third-round rookie, and for a situation with regarding Cam Newton, it would take an understanding that the role would be more concentrated and not all-encompassing. And for both sides, that might just not make the most sense. So I understand all the Cam Newton talk. It's never going to go away as long as Cam remains available and the Panthers quarterback spot remains open. But for now, I just don't think it makes much sense for either side.
Ellis, I got a hard-hitting one for you. Ben McAdoo, does he still have that creepy mustache?
Hey, I'll say this about McAdoo. He is commanding the offense in every way, shape, form, or look that you're asking about. This is a offensive mind who understands the quarterback position. He was brought in for a very specific reason. And mustache or gel back look aside, I had one friend who literally told me one time, this guy looks like he should be in witness protection. And he said that in a loving and joking way. He just speaks to the enigma that is Ben McAdoo, right? So I think this guy it will be in this league for a very long time. Takes the position and the job immensely serious and has a lot to offer football. And whatever happens, but I think he has a chance to really reinvent himself with the Carolina offense. And I mean, when you look at the position, the skill make the guys around him, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, he's got an opportunity to do some stuff that he did with, you know, a young Odell Beckham Jr. and let the quarterback just get the ball out of his hands quickly and let those guys run.
Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer as we go around the NFC South in May. Ellis, how's the new stadium push going?
I mean, that's complicated. You know, there's been progress on the sense that the stadium will remain in Charlotte. Obviously, everything going on in Rock Hill is sensitive and, quite frankly, stalled, if not dormant at this point. But the team, from everything I've gathered, has a long-term future in Charlotte, in the area, and everything Tepper Sports has invested in the Charlotte area remains, and that is something that I think everyone has an opportunity to look forward to. But winning solves everything, right? At the end of the day, we can talk about these overarching issues, and all you want is a product that on the field masks everything, and that's winning football games.
Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. Thanks so much for the insight and the time. Thanks, Ellis.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Alabama leads Texas A&M in the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 after a couple of throwing errors from the Aggies. Sam and Gretna coming to you next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Sam and Gretna. What's going on, Sam? You're on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines on WWL.
Hey, Christian, like every year, thank you for remembering ones who sacrificed for all of us on Memorial Day. It's a regular routine with you all, and you know, appreciate that. Our son's in the Army in Texas, and he reenlisted, so I guess they're treating him okay. And they're feeding him good.
Good for him. Congratulations. Thank him for having the bravery to reenlist.
And the thing is, he wasn't headstrong like his stepdad, our son, or his grandma was. He's more or less a kind of go with the crowd type. And our son, before he passed, was so worried about him falling in with the wrong crowd. And then, and there's leaders and followers, right? And you know that firsthand, right? And Tyler's not a leader type, you know. But so thank God he's in with a good crowd, and you know. But so many military families out there, and so forth. And there's a lot of evil in the world, and that's you know, that's the line between us and them, so to speak. Getting back to this, I don't follow LSU. I don't follow any baseball at all. Period. I follow basketball. I mean, football. And if we didn't have the Pels, I wouldn't even follow basketball. So I'm kind of one sport guy, along with soccer. You know, for you and Dr. Nick and all the real LSU fans, I'm pulling for them tonight. Now, not to get sidetracked on what I originally called for, if they lose to the number one team in the country, they still get to play in the tournament, though, right?
Yeah, they're a double elimination. It's double elimination.
Oh, so it's
right
not
now.
Like a one. Okay, okay.
No, well, so if they were to lose, and then they would play tomorrow around 12:30, and if they lost that game, then they would they'd be eliminated.
Yeah, I don't follow baseball, but I always enjoy when you have Dr. Nick on. He's number one LSU fan in all sports. But anyway, getting back to the situation with Drew, I don't have TV at the house. I caught him here and there, you know, out of town mostly, and I caught his first broadcast, and he looked a bit stiff, but that was his first time on the air for longer than like a post game interview, and he did pretty good. And then the second one that I saw, he was like 100% better. So maybe he's not as polished as Troy Aikman was, but I didn't see where he did a bad job. And
I'll bet you if you go back and look at Troy Aikman's debut on the air, I bet it's vastly different than the broadcaster he is today.
Yeah. Not everybody jumps into the deep end of the pool like Tony Romo. I mean, that's an outlier right there. You know, like a fish in water, it seems, with him. But not everybody has that transitional, and that's how you learn. And this Arrington guy, I try, and it's a struggle to listen to network when y'all are off on the weekends. The only one I could tolerate is Jordan McDonald. And because he's knowledgeable, he's not mildly, the show's not about him. Unlike that guy, I can't deal with that.
But Zach Gelb?
I can't handle it. We're spoiled with you guys, and also on the other sports network as well. But this Arrington, when he was on, a couple of years ago, I'm thinking, who is this guy? I remember he played for Washington, and he spends more time talking about himself and his career than the guys that's playing today. And I don't know, it's just petty jealousy. And as far as like this thing, well, what do you say, Drew Brees is not as well liked as he thinks he is? Yeah, he is. Drew has a healthy ego. And like I said, I you know, the first time you could tell he was nervous, right? It's a new deal and high profile hiring, and his deal was football field or in his businesses, or is a charity, or this new venture. What does Drew Brees want to do? Do the best he could do. Yeah. And like I said, the second one I saw, he was like 100% better because that nervousness wasn't there. But these two, I don't know, some guy that is keeping on pumping himself up for the Hall of Fame, which he's a good player, you know, like y'all said, but no.
He's not. He doesn't belong in Canton.
No. I think he made a Pro Bowl a couple of years or something. I think his career was shortened by injury, which that's frustrating, I'm sure, you know, as Deuce, you know. But the thing is, it's all about internet. All right, how many people are clicking? Oh, these people took a drive-by on Drew. What's going on with this? It's like, and as far as Drew posting that post that he posted, all right, I'm thinking, okay, well, he realizes he's unemployed, and it's kind of like his, like, message to the Twitter, you know, to the internet verse. Hey, guys, I'm available for hire, you know. So, I mean, that was an online job resume. And I don't think Drew or Brittany sweating it too much. I think we're more bothered by it than he is. But like you said, it's just petty jealousy, you know. And
LeVar Arrington played seven seasons in the NFL, he has 415 career tackles. The most tackles he had in 1 year was 99.
Now, if it would be like, say, Troy Aikman or Chris Collinsworth offering criticism, okay, well, but these guys have proven themselves. They got the right to critique. You know, they have it. You know,
yeah. And they would do it privately. They wouldn't do it publicly.
Collinsworth. Yeah, yeah. They've been supportive of him. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just jealousy from a couple of ex-players. It's like, if you listen to this network stuff, why is it that former players seem to have, like, a platform on air? It's like, all right, you know, it's like, you know.
Well,
you,
I happen
you,
to
you
work. I happen to work with a couple of ex-ball players that I really enjoy, and Deuce McAllister and Bobby Hebert.
Zach, he did an amazing job. You know, but I mean, being a former ball player doesn't mean that you're going to do a good job on the air. You know, it's something that's earned. You know, like Bobby, like Deuce, like Zach. Yeah. You know, but
yeah,
it's just childish jealousy, you know.
Yeah, that same argument. Tigers, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, have a good Memorial Day weekend, or Memorial weekend, I should say. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-187. I totally agree with them. Just because you played the game doesn't mean that you can be a great broadcaster. Just because you played the game doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach. Just because you didn't play the game doesn't mean you can't coach. I mean, Sean Payton didn't play it at the professional level. He did during a scab strike year. I get that. But, come on, that doesn't really count. Look at the coach he's turned out to be. All right, two down, two to go. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.